I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Egypt's military rulers have picked a man to head the next interim government, but their choice served under ousted leader Hosni Mubarak, and that didn't sit well with the tens of thousands of protesters in Cairo's Tahrir Square today. They called the move evidence that Egypt's generals are trying to extend the old guard. Parliamentary elections are set to begin on Monday. Egypt's military rulers say the vote is a step toward democracy. But The World's Matthew Bell in Cairo found few Egyptians willing to take the generals at their word.
Egyptian Christians gather for Friday prayers at the Kasra Debara Evangelical Church on the edge of Tahrir Square. Outside the church, the courtyard's been converted into a field hospital. Volunteers have been treating people injured in the street battles that have raged nearby for most of this week. Sam Hamouris is a pastor here and a physician. He's elated that all 12 of the makeshift hospital beds are now empty.
Of course, since yesterday, actually. Yesterday we had only 40 cases, maybe, or 50. The day before we had 500. We are so thankful to God that the battle, at least now, we have ceasefire inside the main square.
Hamouris says it's been a rough few days here for everyone.
We had the kids killed by a shot in his back, 10 years old. We had another one by a bullet in his skull, in his head. So it's very traumatic to see people in a severe convulsions because of the gas.
Inside the church, a preacher calls for Egyptian unity. Dr. Mohamed Manisi is a Muslim who's been volunteering here this week, treating the wounded. He says what unites the people in Tahrir Square right now is frustration with Egypt's military rulers. Manisi says the generals have failed across the board.
The military council is the one responsible for this. This is why we return back to Tahrir Square, because we feel that we gave them the authorities to rule, but they gave us no security.
No human rights, Manisi says, and no democracy. Walking past a line of orange and green ambulances in Tahrir Square, Ali Kafegi says the revolutionaries' mistake was leaving the square too soon. They thought they were done when they toppled Hosni Mubarak back in February. Kafegi says he's come to Tahrir Square every day this week because he wants to make a stand against the military leadership. Kafegi is also a member of the Muslim Brotherhood, one of Egypt's most powerful political forces. And by coming to the square this week, he and many other Brotherhood members have defied the group's senior leaders. They've urged their followers to stay away. Kafegi says the brothers have played an important role here, trying to lower the tension between protesters and security forces. That is admirable, says Amr Darag, but he thinks it may backfire. Darag is a leader in the Brotherhood's political offshoot, the Freedom and Justice Party. He's running in parliamentary elections set to begin on Monday. Darag says Egypt has been waiting too long for democracy to risk delaying the vote any further.
We believe it's very important. I mean, we cannot just live in a state of revolution all the time. We cannot just stay in Tahrir Square forever. I mean, that's not the way countries are being run, you know. We have to start with a democratic process, then have a government based on elected parliament, an elected president, a new constitution, and then take it further from there. That's why it's so important for us.
The Muslim Brotherhood, officially banned during Mubarak's era, is expected to do well in the elections. I asked Darag, what if the vote is tainted by violence or, as many fear, by disorganization?
That's why we declared clearly that we are not seeking majority. We are not running to get majority. We are willing to be in coalitions with as many other parties as we can, because the problems that Egypt is facing now is behind the capabilities of any single party to handle, and we need to have some sort of a consensus to be able to handle all these complications.
For now, it appears that one of those complications will continue to be ongoing demonstrations in the heart of the Egyptian capital. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell in Cairo.